PJ and Jim's after show.
How are you?
You picked a good day. Well, actually, you didn't.
You picked a bad day to be here, everyone.
I was going to say you picked a good day to listen, but to be fair, I suppose you could have picked any day. We picked an interesting day to record, really.
It's a shite ball of a day is what it is.
Because PJ has been unveiled as a superhero. He's a superhero.
He's
an icon. He's a hero to children around Ireland.
Yeah, I tell you something, emotional blackmail is a terrible thing. In fact, in some countries, it's been made a crime. A crime. It's an actual crime to emotionally bully people into you getting your way. For those that haven't been listening during the week or whatever, basically, I fucking won a skill zone challenge. And there was going to be a forfeit.
And I will pay a forfeit.
You're forfeit.
I'm paying a forfeit. I will suffer the humiliation, the indignation.
Guess what his forfeit is? He's going to the fucking pub.
No, hang on a second. Let's be clear about this. I will suffer the indignation, possibly the physical damage, PJ.
Yeah,
you never know. I could get beaten up or anything could happen to me.
How?
Because I'll be wearing a Liverpool jersey.
There's flutes all over Ireland wearing Liverpool jerseys every day of the week.
Yeah, but when you're a Man United supporter wearing a Liverpool jersey.
But you're not going to be with a club or in the terraces or anything. Just going to be with your mates.
You want to see the amount of Liverpool supporters up Airway.
And yet, Exactly, they're not going to batter you.
They might. They might begrudge me wearing it.
Oh my God, they won't be able to
anyway,
loving it.
The important
they'll
thing
giving
is,
you that. The only thing, the worst thing you'll get is you should think ourselves lucky to be wearing that. That's like the Queen's hat or something. They'll be saying all that sort of shit.
But anyway, the important thing is, that's a forfeit. I'm paying a forfeit for having lost our skills zone challenge.
Yeah, now, I won.
Hang on a second. Yeah, but then. Just out of a bizarre twist of fate, a charity, Make-A-Wish Ireland, happened to hear the whole shenanigans. And, you know, the idea that PJ, had he have lost, would wear the Kerry jersey on Hill 16 struck them as an interesting possibility.
You stop playing it down, by the way. Kerry jersey on Hill 16, grand. Yeah, that's not actually a big fucking deal most of the year. It's All-Ireland Sunday on the time, on the drive for five, when the Dubs think they're going to go and win five in a row. A day I've been looking forward to for as long as I can remember. A day I never even dared to dream of. From going to the game, from the match days with my old man in the 80s to today. And finally, history may well be made. And then to go on to Hill 16 on All-Ireland Sunday wearing a fucking Kerry jersey. And they're talking about taking your life in your hands, because Dublin fans thankfully aren't the wankers that they get called. Dublin fans are very. I am absolutely carrying my shame in a bag.
That is the other interesting thing. You will be among GAA supporters, and GAA supporters are notoriously good natured. They mingle. There's no segregation. They're good natured. It's banter.
They're the most slaggardy arse bastards you'll ever see in your life.
Soccer supporters, they can get very vicious, you know.
Which is why you'll be in the pub. What's going to happen? Daniel Day-Lewis is going to come in doing his best Ian Rush impression. This is going to happen your way. They're all fucking Hollywood superstars and farmers. It's not like you're going to be in the Stretford end wearing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. But anyway, the important thing I was trying to make out here.
I don't want to fucking do it, by the way.
If
you don't do it, you hate children.
Nobody
and you want children to have a terrible time.
Nobody said that.
That's essentially what
you
said.
We already knew you hated children.
Oh, I'm not a fan. Well, I only want good things for them.
Can I just point out, this was PJ's choice. He had the opportunity to say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not. But, to be fair to him, his inner hero came out.
Oh, my Jesus.
Raise £5,000, he will commit the ultimate act of bravery.
Self-spectator sacrifice. I believe is what you call it. The three S's. Yeah, it's going to be.
Can we point out, by the way, that just to be fair to PJ on this, right? Literally when we did it during the week on the radio, right? He got three texts in about 2 minutes, all of which called him
horrendous 30 seconds names. From me friends. One traitor, culty bastard was the second one.
By the way, just to point out again, these are from his friends.
Yeah. Culty bastard. Well, so now this shows you now what's going to be ahead of me for the next... For a year,
well, that's
anyway.
If we get to the £5,000.
Well, would you stop? What is it? We 20 minutes collecting and we were up to 600 quid. if only we could stop. I know it's a terrible thing to say, but sick children and all, and children who get to have dreams come true and everything, and I want their dreams to come true, but surely none of them would cost more than £5,000. So maybe if it was 4,999 that was raised, and then I'd donate the extra euro on the Monday.
Afterwards.
The second.
Afterwards.
You know.
That's what you should have done, actually. You should have produced a counter offer and say, right, here
oh
it is.
Oh, my God, yeah.
£5,000 for me I'll to wear you. It. I'll give you £10,000 if you let me not wear it.
Well, I wasn't thinking that now. And what is it going to go? What? Completely spare. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were thinking, yeah, no.
I was thinking, how about we just don't have to do it?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
To be fair.
Where the money is now. But there you go. So it's
to be honest with you, I would now. If it wasn't for the fact that this has grown arms and legs and all of the nation
and
are
every
involved.
There's more limbs on this jersey, I swear to God. I'm going to end up buying it too as well. I know I am. Because it's already confusing
buying
where's
it?
The jersey
no.
going to come from.
No, not oh, at all. Well, no, we wouldn't inflict that on you.
You would, yeah.
Ah, no, I'll buy it for you.
You would not. Hear him. He'd be there going. No, he'll come back. He'll give me one of them. You know, there's those.
I'll get you a worn one.
No, you'll get me the vest. You know, the vest, the sleeveless vest.
That'd be so good.
Imagine the state of that.
Oh, the vest would be brilliant.
You know, the training vest that they have, the Kerry lads have. Imagine that. Oh, jeez. I don't suppose wearing a Dubs jersey with a Kerry gold wrapper just stuck on the front of it is enough, yeah. No?
Well, maybe we could personalise it, no? Could we not personalise the jersey?
I'll just write on the back of it, I'm doing it for the kids, all right?
Yeah. Or you could have a Kerry jersey with a Bowes crest.
Oh, my God. Imagine how bad. Like, that's when you start going, this is actually getting worse. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
This is actually getting worse now. Yeah, jeez, that'd be an awful thing. So.
I tell you, you'll be looking back when the Dubs are going for 10 again, as it'll be called when they go for 10 in a row, 10
oh,
again.
God, hopefully there'll be a day and I go, you know.
When, and you can look back and think, God, to think, I was worried about the five.
I was worried about the five. I wore a Kerry jersey. Thankfully, we've won so much since then. Nobody even remembers.
Nobody remembers.
Yeah, I remember when Crow Park used to be full for matches. Because that's the way it'll go if we do win 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There'll be no one there, only Dubs. And if we do win 10, there won't even be an opposition team. They go, ah, fuck it, take the fucking thing. No one cares anymore.
By the way, like, it's going to be weird for both of us in different sort of ways, because quite obviously you'll be, you know, should, God forbid, Kerry, you know, actually score.
We're going win.
Don't say win.
Right, well, should they cause an upset?
Like,
would
you standing there wearing a jersey looking glum?
I'd have to, yeah.
You'd have to. In the same way as, like, I mean, look, I suppose the difference between us is, right, in this scenario, one is you're doing it voluntarily, whereas it's being forced on me. It's being forced on me.
What are you talking about? How is this voluntary?
Right, okay.
What are you actually
people are buying your... People are buying your...
Blackmailing.
Blackmail then, right, blackmail.
Thank you, yeah, about time.
Emotionally blackmailing you, whereas I'm just being made do it. Nobody benefits. All I get is ridicule.
Nobody makes a quiz. The game. That was the whole point.
If you're going to keep going for technicalities, PJ, you and your technicalities.
And we really missed out on the way of punishing Jim McCabe. We did, because we forgot. Like, it all sounded so innocent at the start. Just wear the Liverpool jersey for the Man United game in your local. It'll be, you know, and that is, you know, there's nothing comfortable about that, but it's safe enough. But now when we think about it, all the things we could have got Jim to do, knowing the levels that we have to stoop to. Like, we could have had Jim in full cycling gear. Full spandex pants, the old chamois and all, a little fanny pad and all of them. Sitting in the pub. You know what I mean? Wearing a Liverpool jersey over. Having to cycle down.
I hear now. You're just being cruel now. You're turning into... You're turning into some blooming whatever.
Oh, what if we do it for lepers then? You'd have to do it then. Yeah. Fucking leotards for lepers. We'll do that. How about that then? Yeah, Jim has to wear a leotard for the lepers. Funny enough then, that's not cruel then.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, we'll do it that way.
There's no need for that. Anyway, the point I was trying to make was... Now I've fucking forgotten what the point I was trying to make was.
It was probably a shit point anyway. Probably something about you wanting to do it for...
No,
I don't
want to do it for anything. I don't want to do it at all.
Blind husbands of mead or something.
Oh, yeah. No, I know the point I was going to make. Was at least that you can do it, right? And the chances are that all going according to plan, unless there's a very big upset, at least you'll, you know, suffer the indignation for the duration of the match or whatever bit of it. But at least Dublin will win.
Yeah, well,
whereas
we hope
I've got to go and I'll have to wear a feckin' Liverpool jersey when the strong likelihood is that fucking Liverpool will turn us over.
Well, you know something? I've been a United fan now. I don't know how long. Well, how long would it be? I'd say the first earliest matches I remember and all are, they're well into the 80s.
Oh,
I tell you, I know exactly when I was. It was 1986 I became a United fan.
Oh, Jesus, and that's
it happened,
late.
Yeah, it was late, yeah. Late for me. I was 11. And it happened because a guy came up to me in primary school.
Right.
And he said, are you Liverpool or United? And I didn't even really know what he meant.
Yeah.
And I said, United. And he done grand and he hit another fella.
Brilliant.
And I was like,
Good choice.
I've been United ever
straight
since.
Away, that was a win.
I started watching the games then. I got me O'Neill's Manchester United top because back then O'Neill's were allowed to do knockoffs. It was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
And I still have it. Tiny little thing. I've been a United fan for that long, right?
Yeah.
So it's quite a long old time.
Do you know how long I've been a United fan?
Well, all I know is I'm cheering for Liverpool.
I remember when Matt Busby was a kid.
When you're in the pub.
You'll be cheering for Liverpool.
Yeah, I will.
You dirty animal.
Oh, yeah, I got to be there. Yeah. When you're on your own in the pub with your jersey on your back. Oh, don't be afraid of the scum.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I actually became a United fan. This is absolutely true. A Liverpool fan gave me a United scarf that he didn't want.
Is that it?
Yeah, that he'd found or somebody gave it to him or something he didn't want. And it had a scorch mark on it.
Somebody had ironed it.
No, somebody had tried
to iron it. Oh, really?
All right. And there was a shape of the iron and a scorch mark.
And the jersey?
No, it was on a scarf.
Oh, the scarf. Right.
God, Jays, it was ages before I got a fucking jersey. You're joking.
Yeah.
This was the 70s, man.
Who?
Fucking hell. Tell you, you had to lace. Oh, no, I'm not even going there. But anyway, so yeah, that's how it happened.
There you go.
In the 70s.
See? And now, I can't wait. I'm going to write the song
here
for you.
Here we are later. All these years later. And you're forcing me.
Yeah.
To suffer the indignation.
Because you fucking lost. Because you're in the pub alone. Oh, he's in the pub alone. Oh,
God, unbelievable.
Walk on to the bar. Get a pint. It's not fair. Because you're in the pub alone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And you know the amount of times that'll get sung at me.
Oh, I really hope so. I'm going to be singing that now constantly until it's October. It's 19th of October.
Jesus
So I'm going to sing it constantly. I'm going to make sure that it is as hard a day for you.
That's nearly 6 weeks of this shit.
I'm going to make sure it's as hard for you, harder for you than it ever was for me. You're going to be walking out with your Liverpool jersey and no trousers on to distract from the jersey. The way I'm going to go on about it.
That's the other thing. You come out with this as a hero. You come out as somebody. You're like the fucking Nelson Mandela or the fucking whatever. You suffered for so that other people may benefit. I just come out of it looking like a dickhead.
Hopefully, yeah.
Oh my god!
It's got to be brilliant.
Say something. Unbelievable. People, oh, you just have great crack. You get all great and all's great. See what they do to you in here.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you see Jim now after this game in October, he'll be like, morning to the fucking show. It's great to have you.
Calm down.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to have some rat flavoured crisps.
Maybe I'll grow your Ronnie for the occasion.
Oh,
Can you imagine that?
If you're a sport at all, you'll grow a tash for the day.
A Liverpool mustache.
Grow a tash for the day.
Attorney McDermott.
Please do.
I'm not sure I'd be able. I'm not sure I'd be able to construct a tash, especially not in six weeks.
Listen to the way, I'm not sure I'd be able. I'll come to the day of the jersey. My shoulders, I can't get them up in the air to put the T-shirt on. I can't get them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, now, funny you should mention it, but I do have this pain here. No, I'm joking. I'm not sure. I'm similar to yourself. I'm not sure I could grow anything that would resemble serious facial hair in.
Yeah, it's
in
bad enough, all right.
6 weeks.
Anyway, for the next 6 weeks.
You never know. It might be worth a go.
Jim Uphill.
This is shocking. Yeah. And I mean, this is coming from a fellow United fan.
You
can only imagine the fucking crack the Liverpool.
Oh, it's all gone now. Fuck it. No, I'm changing sides. Imagine you could do that.
Just pick your team, whatever suits.
I'm going to go for this week. Yeah, man, Klopp seems like a bit the crack, you know. I'm going to get the knock the crack out of him. I don't think that'll work. Anyway, so until the next time, everybody, remember, this podcast will be back next week. And until then, don't be in the pub alone.
Oh, Jesus.
In the pub alone.